Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
I have on the line with me Rachel, and I'm not going to give her last name just for her own protection and safety, but you're standing right outside of the hospital where you work, and you've worked for a number of hospitals in upstate New York, including Binghamton, Ithaca, Syracuse. You are a registered nurse, an RN. You work very closely with people in New York City. So for your protection, I'm not going to name your place of employment because this is like an undercover interview. Most of the time, we will go through the press room and talk to hospital officials, but I wanted to paint a picture of what some of the worst is looking like in New York State. And to do that, we have to go to the front lines. And that means bypassing the PR department and going directly to the nurses. So, Rachel, can you take me on the inside? What is going on in some of these hardest hit hospitals in New York? And how is this different than just a normal day of work for you?
Normally, I work in the ICU, and you've got a pretty good mix of patients, heart failure, GI bleeds, things like that. But with COVID, we've actually had to make dirty and clean units, and we have such an overflow of COVID patients that there's whole COVID floors that are full of COVID patients, not just one ICU, but two ICUs. There's floors full of rule-out patients, and it's really just a much higher percentage of the population in the hospital are COVID patients than anything else, really.
Can you tell me what they make you wear when you go into work? Because in the past, you could have your cell phone out, got your nursing gear on. How is it different?
We really want to keep ourselves safe, so we take our cell phones and we put them in plastic bags. We wipe everything down as much as possible with the bleach wipes. When we come in, the hospital provides us with some scrubs, which is really great because then we don't have to worry about the virus being on our clothing and bringing it home as much. Our hospital has been giving nurses N95 masks, and we will wear a surgical mask over them when we are with confirmed COVID patients, and then we'll wear a face shield over that.
So it almost looks like when you go into the gas station and they've got those plastic shields between you and the person checking you out, you've got mask on top of plastic face shield, and then almost, you sent me a photo so I could see, almost it looks like a hazmat suit. It's not just your scrubs. It's crazy.
So that's actually a really great example of the gold standard, what we should be doing, which is the PAPR, and that's a hood that creates negative pressure around the person wearing it. So you have a constant wind blowing in your ears for 12 and a half hours, but you know that you're safe and you don't have any skin breakdown from the mask.
Why is this shift different than a regular shift? Describe to me what you see when you get on your floor.
There's a lot of fear with all of the staff. Yesterday, I saw a housekeeper sobbing because she didn't want to have to go onto the unit that I work on every single day because she was so afraid of getting sick. We're not allowed to have any families visit. It's really sad. People are dying by themselves. We have codes every 10 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe every 2 hours, but that's basically when somebody needs to be resuscitated because their heart has stopped. It's much more frequent than normal, and those people are dying alone. They don't have any family in there with them. They don't have anyone to hold their hand except for the nurses.
People say that there have been 122,000 deaths from the seasonal flu, and that's from January all the way until the beginning of April, and only 46,000 from COVID. Can you speak to that? What is different between the flu and COVID, and why is it sparking so much more fear than the flu?
The flu typically hits people who are older and they generally don't seem to get as sick. You or I could get the flu and we wouldn't really be that worried about it. But if you have someone who's 35 years old, let's say, and they're coming in and suddenly you have to intubate them or put them on a breathing machine because they're not able to breathe for themselves. That's more of what we're seeing with COVID versus the flu.
One of the reasons that I interviewed you was for a plea, because a lot of these nurses, they do not have the right equipment for their own safety. Can you tell me what you need the most?
I would love it if people could look through their garages or go to their hardware stores and try and find us N95 masks. We've been having to reuse them for 3 weeks at a time. And typically, we would throw them out every single time we would leave somebody's room. So to have to reuse them, even for a whole shift, is not safe. But we have to put them in paper bags with our names on them, somehow without contaminating the inside of the mask, and then put them back on for our next shift the next day or the next week.
Especially when you know you're going from people that have been diagnosed with COVID, and then you're putting that mask back on your face. So where can somebody find an N95 mask? You mentioned looking in their garage. Is that something you get at like a hardware store?
Yeah, you can get them at hardware stores, painter stores, Home Depot, Lowe's. I know people just had them in their garages.
So I want to challenge you to contact your local hospital and make a donation if you can. Check and see through your painting supplies. If you have a mask that says N95 on it, send it to the hospital closest to you or the hospital that the Lord lays on your heart. We've hit the apex, the president is saying, but that means that the death toll is going to be highest this week, next week, the week after, because that death toll lingers after that apex is hit. What can you say to the thousands of nurses that are on the front line across New York and Pennsylvania right now, and to those that are listening whose sisters and best friends are nurses? I mean, there's, I don't know many families that aren't touched by somebody who's involved in the nursing field. How can you comfort them?
First, to all the nurses and respiratory therapists, CNAs, doctors, housekeepers, everybody who's working there, we're all in this together and we all have each other's backs. And then to all the family members of those people, you know, check in on them, because there's a lot of mental stress that goes along with this, a lot of guilt and a lot of anxiety. When I get to work, I just kind of go on autopilot and take care of everyone the best that I can. Initially, when I heard about all of this, oh, I was so anxious. I was terrified to go back to work, and I couldn't even function. And then, you know, once I remembered that I'm not in control of any of this and I'm here for a reason and it's all part of a master plan, it really gave me a lot of peace.